This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Welcome to America Tonight. Hi, Kate Delaney, as we get ready to swing into another weekend. Boy, there is some interesting reverberations coming out of Washington that affect you and me. I always like to say that America Tonight is about the crossroads of what's happening across my backyard and your backyard. Who better to join us than Ellen Ratner from Talk Media News? And Ellen, I'll tell you, you sent me a note on so much that's happening, and it's exactly what I was looking at today. And one of the things that you talked about is President Trump, because we were talking about that trip to China, and he kept saying what the Chinese we're going to do, et cetera, with North Korea, but not any details. And then he went to Vietnam, but no meeting, no word, apparently, on whether there's a meeting with what we were all waiting to see what would happen with President Putin. So what's the deal on that?
Well, originally, we thought that there was going to be a meeting between President Putin and President Trump, but at the State Department and the handlers for the press would not confirm one way or the other whether there was a meeting. Now, the president left the first lady in China, where she went to visit the Great Wall and the Beijing Zoo, but she did not go, does not look like she has gone on to Da Nang in Vietnam, which is where the conference is happening, and, of course, where President Putin will be there along with President Trump.
Wow. All right. So there you go. That pretty much tells us. And how about this deal about the about Jeff Sessions, the AG, maybe appointing a special counsel to look into Hillary?
So, again, this is totally unconfirmed, but we hear it from our, you know, grassroots folks in Washington, D.C., that they are looking at appointing a special counsel to look into what Hillary Clinton did and did not do around the elections, everything from her own personal server to did she try and get in the way somehow of electing Bernie Sanders. All of that will be looked at. We hear that they will appoint a special counsel to do that, and Jeff Sessions will do that at the beginning of next week or middle of next week, but we don't know that that is accurate. We've just heard it from two different people, which normally is enough to go with the story, but, you know, I'm a little nervous.
I understand that completely. You have that background, the same as mine, worried about, you know, again, when you hear allegations and rumors, et cetera, is it substantiated or not? But like you said, if it's usually a couple, it usually means where there's smoke, there's fire. Speaking of smoke and fire, what's the scoop on Senate candidate Roy Moore and this whole thing of sexual misconduct?
You know, listen, I have to tell you that, do I believe people? Yes. Do I also think some people make some stuff up if everybody else is, so that they're going to get in and then get some money, et cetera? Yes. Roy Moore is not someone I like in any way, shape, or form. However, you know, we do have a principle in this country of innocent until proven guilty or until there's some definitive things. Now, members of the Senate are saying, well, he should resign from running at all if he did any of this. But he's not going to admit it. He'd be crazy to admit it. If I was his attorney, I'd say, don't admit a thing.
I agree. Yeah, why would you admit it? Of course. All right, so
it happened, 10, 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Two limitations have passed. You can say these people are just making this up to destroy me, which may or may not be true. But the point is that if he admits it, he's going to be in very big trouble.
Yeah, absolutely.
So there's no way he's going to admit it.
Yeah. The other thing is, we've been talking about this tax bill, and what happened with the tax bill with the House committee? They passed it, right?
So the House committee passed it. Now it goes in front of the entire House. It passed along party lines. So it was 24 for yes, 16 for no, which were all Democrats. So now it goes before the full House. It is different than the Senate bill. And that apparently there is a significant difference. It has to do with taking the House mortgage interest off, medical expenses, and that kind of thing. And that's what's going to, even if it passes the House and then it goes to the Senate and they pass their version, then there's a conference committee between the two to decide exactly what's in it. We're a long way off for any kind of tax reform.
All right, so there you go, a long way off. And then the last thing is this thing with the UCLA players and the State Department and the shoplifting, and they're looking into this.
So normally a State Department employee visits every person who's either been arrested or is in jail, et cetera. Now, these guys were taken to jail, these three UCLA guys who were accused of shoplifting sunglasses. Now, these were not these cheap sunglasses that you buy in the store. They're accused of taking sunglasses worth $400 to $1,900. That's an expensive pair of sunglasses, to say the least. But what the United States has done, and actually every country does, they have their own counselor that goes to see American citizens who are imprisoned. So even though these guys are out on their own recognizance or whatever, and they're not in a Chinese prison, they can't leave the country right now, so we'll see what happens on that front. But the U.S. State Department said they are getting involved.
There you go. What does Ellen Ratner do for fun, by the way?
I read books.
Yeah, that's.
And I'm out of touch with the movies, I'll tell you that much.
Because what is there good to see, right?
Oh, my gosh, there isn't a lot.
There used to be. It seemed like there was a lot to go and see, especially this season. That's what happens in the winter and then in the summer. But, yeah, I agree with you. There isn't a lot to see, unless you like Star Wars, because that's coming back. There's another installment.
Well, isn't there one usually at Christmas?
Yeah, so that's coming up in another 6 weeks or so.
I do like Star Wars, and I like Star Trek even more.
There you go. I love that Star Trek. That's funny. All right, Ellen Ratner, thank you so much.
Thank you.
So as we move along, a couple of things for the menu. Coming up at the end of the hour, Nail the Score. And speaking of movies, we will have our cheap movie review, and that's coming up as well in a couple of segments because we are getting closer. And you heard Ellen say, oh, I like Star Trek and I like Star Wars. And there is a new Star Wars that's coming out, and still Carrie Fisher is in this one, and of course, Princess Leia, who we lost this year, she had already shot those scenes. So she's definitely going to be obviously featured in the movie, and there's a lot of conversation about that. But there's a lot of conversation about it for other reasons too. But we're still a couple of I think we're like a week away from that. And then that's gonna be crazy because I think that's the movie, of course, that's going to explode. But there are a few other movies, like Murder on the Orient Express. There was a popular comedy called Daddy's Home. And, of course, when you have a popular comedy, you make another installment of it. So there's Daddy's Home Part 2 that's also coming up this weekend. And that might be popular. That might find an audience. I think part of the problem is there's so much good stuff, as I am fond of saying, that is streamed, that now where the movies really had a captive audience, they're not as captive anymore because of all the whole streaming thing and the series, frankly, that are so good that come out on Amazon and Netflix. But coming up next here on America Tonight, we're going to dive into what you have to say about what's buzzing across the land as we hit the mailbag. Hang with us here on ATN.
Attention, type 2 diabetics. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA has warned that Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR and other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes cause an increased role in amputations of the toes, feet, and legs. If you or a loved one has taken Invokana, Invokamet, or Invokamet XR or other inhibitors for type 2 diabetes and suffered amputation of the toes, feet, or legs, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-475-7607. That's 800-475-7607. Again, 800-475-7607. Call now.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. www.injuryhelpdesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
BuySellMakeOffer.com is better than ever. I'm Pat Matthews, here to tell you that BuySellMakeOffer.com, the revolutionary site for buying and selling anything and everything, just upped the ante. Go right now to BuySellMakeOffer.com and click the Sign Me Up button. When you do, you'll get the first month free, and then it's just $9.95 a month to be a member forever. And you don't need a credit card for the initial setup. Create your own store on the site and sell whatever you want, as long as it's legal, however you want, and sell an unlimited number of items. Create your own intro video to describe what your store is all about. Use Skype to see who you're buying from or selling to. Sell unused household items, as well as antiques, cars, televisions, collectibles, real estate. The possibilities are unlimited. Use social networks to promote your store right from our site. Remember, there are never any fees, no matter how much you sell. Become a member today. I'm a member. Get all your friends to sign up, too. This could become a great business for you. Sell whatever you want for the first 30 days free at BuySellMakeOffer.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Use discount code GCN and receive 15% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter and get your Bug Assault today.
America Tonight. And we started off talking about a lot of different things with Ellen Ratner, of course, that are coming out of Washington. But interesting, the whole thing with UCLA and the fact that she said these, you know, these basketball players, well, not basketball players, UCLA players are accused of, yeah, they are basketball players, are accused of shoplifting expensive glasses, and that the State Department is going to intervene in behalf of the three basketball players that were arrested in China on shoplifting charges. And as she said, they would normally not be involved in this, but because of what it is, they are involved in it. So that's pretty stealthy stuff. Where does it end up? Who ultimately knows? I do know this. The mailbag is full, full, full. So on that note, we are going to turn to what you have to say about what's happening in the world and go to our mailbag. And as we look at the mailbag, we look into, we gave the night off to the guy that does the mailbag thing. As we look into the mailbag, we got this one from Terry, who says, Kate, this thing with the sexual harassment, so glad that people feel free to step forward, but oh my gosh, it's like an avalanche of abuse that either was happening or maybe some of it's exaggerated. I don't know, because I hate to say that, because I don't think you, I think that there are a lot of people that are being very truthful, and obviously this is a huge problem. It's one thing to be edgy like Louis C.K. I know you like him in his comedy. It's another thing to do something that is completely unacceptable. And this appears to be what may have happened with my man Louis C.K. some things that he did in front of women without their consent. And this was a story that I happened to read in the Times, that there's five stories who say that he crossed the line with these encounters and dating them back over a decade ago. Yeah, you know, there was a comedy duo, these two women that talk about how they had this big break in the early 2000s, and that he invited them to hang out in his hotel room for a nightcap, and they thought he was joking when he asked if he could, let's say, take out his member for a ride, is basically what he said. And, wow, they said they just, you know, there was nothing that would have, that should have happened, and they couldn't believe it. So now, there's that, and then there's another story about something he did in 2003, same thing, another comedian, that he was not dating or anything, so just somebody that he knew from a set, and a similar kind of incident, and the producers on it were Courtney Cox and David Arquette, and they confirmed that that incident happened, and that they felt awful, and they talked to her, and they you know, that they were going to continue with the production, said, do you want to shut it down, that kind of stuff. So there's people backing up some of these allegations. So this isn't good for Louis C.K. So HBO is saying, because it's swift, I mean, when these things are happening, and they definitely know that they've got people backing up, and there's ties to it and whatever, the HBO is saying that they're going to remove all of his past projects from their on-demand stuff. They're going to take all his programs out, and he's hit a really high run of popularity, right? And even he's got this new film that was supposed to be debuted in New York. It was canceled, no explanation. His appearance with Stephen Colbert, canceled. That was supposed to happen on Friday. So this whole idea of just accepting what happened is out the window. I mean, it's just completely out the window. Wow. Yeah. And, you know, we've got people, like I was reading something the other day about what's happening in Hollywood and with politicians and some other areas of power. You know, they're talking about misogyny and what a horrible cancer it is, and that harassment and abuse are that cancer metastasizing and going untreated, and that the stories that are being reported and printed are the first steps to a cure. Well, and see, I wouldn't argue with that. And men are, you know, men are backing up women and et cetera. So it's good that that's happening, because creepy, scummy guys that ruin it for the rest of the world should be called to the carpet. Yeah, come on. You know, I know a lot of tremendous men. I know a lot of guys that would deck someone if they were inappropriate like that. So we're not saying teasing, kibitzing, you know, somebody taking something the wrong way. We're saying things that, ooh, just no way are they acceptable. All right, let's move on to another one. This one is from Nan, who says, Kate, I heard you talking about Veterans Day, which, of course, is coming up, and that there's going to be celebrations over the weekend, and that there's places that veterans can get free meals or discount meals and, you know, all that kind of stuff. I think that's great. They should be able to get that. And I love when you talked about the pancakes. Where are the pancakes? Yeah, red, white, and blue pancakes. And that's at IHOP. So if you're a vet of any kind, from 7 in the morning to 7 at night, you get a free stack of them, right? How cool is that? There was another one that I read that I thought was pretty good. You know, everybody always talks about Denny's and the whole Grand Slam breakfast. And I guess from 5 in the morning till noon on Friday, active, inactive, retired, military people get a build-your-own Grand Slam. Yeah, how about that? Pretty cool. I mean, it's smart. It's smart of, like I said, it's smart of a restaurant to do that anyway. And I noticed that even with my husband, who's in the Navy, I had no idea, but we would go to Home Depot a lot, there is a military discount there. And I think that's great. Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's like 10% maybe. But we're talking about free foods, things off food, for just for the day, you know, all that kind of stuff. So Macaroni Grill, Free Mom's Regatta Meatballs and Spaghetti. That's pretty good. I mean, so that's like for the whole day. So there you go. All right, let's move on. This one is from Sam I Am. Hi, Kate. It's great to connect with you through email again. I don't know if you know this or not, but did you see that John Hillerman from Magnum PI has died at the age of 84? He was so good in Magnum, and I think you watched Magnum PI. I did. And, you know, I watched it with my mom when I was a kid. So, yeah, you know, he was the guy that, you know, basically, I don't know, what's the word? He was the guy that organized Magnum's life, I suppose, his character. That's what I would say. But he was popular. He was popular in that show. You know, mustache guy with the accent. And that show, when he was on it, was back in the days when you didn't have millions of shows streaming and people liked it anyway. So they had high numbers of people. They had big ratings then. All right. How about this? Let's move to this one from Joseph, who says, Kate, I know you follow the trends with money and what's happening with stocks and whatnot. Did you notice that the Dow took a fat dive because of all the tax news that's been happening? Yeah, we've been talking about the Dow really rising, and it dumped 250 points at one point. It closed down 101 points. And see, any uncertainty rocks the markets. I always say the markets, you got to have some money in the markets, right? Even if you have a little bit of money, trying to grow it, you're trying to maneuver diversifying different assets you have. Even if you think you don't have assets, if you have just a little bit of assets, you can grow them. I'm not a stockbroker, but just I know in what I schooled myself in. But you are at the craps table. And at the craps table, what can happen is negative news. Negative news is what tanks what is often the soars in the market, or stocks going up, or whether their quarterly earnings go. That's another thing that can tank some of the stocks. But I think it's the fact that the corporate tax cut, that's what the deal is. They were waiting for the big news of that. And so the Senate plan to overhaul taxes, which will delay for 1 year, a cut in the corporate tax rate from 35 to 20%, that is one of the things that didn't make the market rise. Let's put it that way. All right, stay with us. We're going to the movies next.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat. I would flip-flop all night long. I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed. It's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Next segment, we're going to try to nail the score. All you have to do is call in this number, 855-266-5283. Again, 855-266-KATE. And you have a chance to nail the score. If you nail the score correctly, you don't have to know anything about football. You just pick a side and tell me what you think the final score is going to be. If you correctly nail it, like our friend Sharon in Maine, who loves this game, will tell you, you get bragging rights and you win some fabulous prizes from America Tonight. The prize may be a movie called Ragnarok. It's the whole Thor thing, and it is blowing up in the movie theaters. We didn't review this. My nephew demands that I go and see it with him when I go there for Thanksgiving. He told me, do not go and see it. It raked in $121 million. Here's a snippet of Ragnarok.
So much has happened since I last saw you. I lost my hammer, like yesterday, so that's still pretty fresh.
Then I went on a journey of self-discovery. Where I met you.
Where are we?
You have no idea. Hello, the goddess of death has invaded Asgard.
Oh, I've missed this.
You and I had a fight recently.
Did I win?
No, I won, easily.
Doesn't sound right.
It's true.
Asgard is dead. It'll be reborn in my image. I thought you'd be glad to see me.
We need to stop her here and now to prevent Ragnarok, the end of everything. So I'm putting together a team. Like the old days.
Surprise! This will be such fun.
Hello.
Hi.
He's a fighter.
I'm the goddess of death.
What were you the god of again?
We're the same, you and I. Just a couple of hot-headed fools.
Yeah, same. Hulk like fire, die like water.
Kind of both like fire.
But Hulk like raging fire. Do I like smoldering fire?
All right, Kate Blanchett, Chris Hemsworth is in it. So many others, Mark Ruffalo, Jeff Goldblum, etc. So think the Hulk, all of that. And Andy, our technical god, you love that, Saul Ragnarok. You said it was fabulous, right? What did you like about it?
I thought it was great how the movie... It was a lot more funny than I thought it was going to be. Usually the Marvel movies have a lot of comedy in them, but this one had a lot of comedy in it. It kind of reminded me of Guardians of the Galaxy.
Which I love that. So if you like a little fun thrown in with your comic book characters and the way it's portrayed, boy, it sounds like it's a home run because it is cleaning up at the box office. Like I said, my nephew wants me to go see it, so I'm going to go see it. Andy says thumbs up. That's good enough for me. This may be more your fair. If you like comedies, Daddy's Home did really well, and I said this already, then that means they're going to make a part two, especially there's some pretty famous comedians in it. So here's Daddy's Home 2.
Hey, how's your day?
Stepdads and dads don't always get along, but Dusty and I have this co-dad thing on lockdown.
You make treats for tonight, right?
Well, hit the bakery on the way to the pageant.
Bakery? Dusty, don't want me to go to the bakery.
No,
I'm usually when you repeat what I said and you shake your head up and down, it really means you don't want me to do it.
I'm just thinking, what? Maybe homemade?
No problem, Braddy.
Homemade snickerdoodles come right up.
Hey! Hulk and Rugan, you better count your teeth! Thank you so much for the cocoa! Hey, guys, we got a big surprise for you.
Oh, is it money? A trampoline? Another pony?
This year, Christmas, both families together.
Yay! Hello? Grandpa Kurt?
Look, your father hasn't met the new evolved Dusty.
That's exactly the stuff he's going to make fun of us for. You'll see.
Dear God. Wow. Is that him? Chris is so cool. Dude, I can't picture him actually going shopping.
Dusty. Here you go. Bring the car around on the curb.
This is Sarah's husband.
Why is he here?
Oh, because my dad's coming too.
Dad? Daddy?
Here's my big man!
He hasn't seen his dad in a long time.
It's only been 2 weeks, but it feels like forever!
It does, doesn't it?
And this guy's raising your kids half the time?
Oh,
what's up with you?
Hey, kids, I got a good one for you. Two dead hookers wash up on the
beach. No, wait.
He's going to ruin Christmas, Brad. I'm telling you. The only person that can ruin your Christmas is looking back at you from that mirror.
All I see is you, Brad.
Sorry. Right here. There we go.
Mm-hmm. Still you, Brad.
Wahlberg, you could hear him, and Will Ferrell, they're part of this, Mel Gibson, John Lithgow, part of it too, and it's about all these different dads and how they hook up to raise these kids, basically, I mean, with their families that are blended families. The first one did really well, so here's the second installment. Don't know how well that's going to do, but I think it, at least in streaming, for sure, it will do well, and there are people that want to see it because they like the first one, and there's some pretty popular actors in it. If that's not your speed, it's Murder on the Orient Express. That's our last movie. Check this out.
There is something about a tangle of strangers, pressed together for days with nothing in common but the need to go from one place to another and never see each other again. I see evil on this train. A passenger has died.
So they got him after all.
You assume he was killed?
No. Not perhaps. Well, he was in perfectly good health. He had his enemies.
Indeed, he was murdered.
Good God, a murder here. God rest his soul.
Someone was rummaging around my cabin in the middle of the night. No one would listen to me.
If there was a murder,
what is going on?
Then there was a murderer. The murderer is with us. And every one of you is a suspect.
And who are you?
My name is Hercule Poirot, and I am probably the greatest detective in the world.
So there you go, Strangers on a Train, Trapped in an Avalanche with Murder afoot somewhere. So the world's greatest detective is on this case. It is, you know, Murder on the Orient Express. It is one of the most popular books written by Agatha Christie, and it's been adapted a bunch of times, including back in 1974. So that's when a lot of that started. And here we go again, this time, and Johnny Depp's in it. Judy Dench, Michelle Pfeiffer, William Dafoe, Penelope Cruz, that kind of stuff. Rotten Tomatoes gives it a 65%. I think that, I don't know, I think that it's a classic, and, you know, you're going up against the history of the others that were made, and I think there's an audience for it, whether it's through streaming again, waiting till it comes out 6 months from now, or some people go and see it at the movie theater. It's PG-13, and it's just the classic. It's classic because of the themes that we've seen before with this, and it's another redo of it, which it just shows you that they figured, well, I know or they thought they could get an audience anyway, and there are different audiences, and I don't know, may find an audience. But to me, Ragnarok is the one that's going to rock the box office and continue to do that, because there are people after the first weekend who haven't seen it, and we're coming again into the time of kids being off from school. We're just a couple of weeks away from Thanksgiving, so there's more time, and then we'll rock into the other holidays, and it's perfect timing for that. Who knows what the ultimate haul will be at the box office. Coming up next, we're going to haul onto the field and try and nail the score for a game in this week in the NFL Week 10. Stay with us.
individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-610-7740. That's 800-610-7740. 800-610-7740.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
It's now time for the weekly installment of Nail the Score.
Yes, indeed, it is time to try to nail the score. So as we get to the tail end of this hour, let me tell you, let's see. There is week 10 in the NFL, a lot of interesting games. And those games include the Packers and the Bears. It includes the Vikings and the Redskins. It includes the Cowboys and the Falcons. Well, you get the drift, the Patriots and the Broncos, although not as exciting because the Broncos aren't so good anymore. But I've got all of these slips of paper in the hat. We're doing it the old-fashioned way. We used to have a computer. The computer broke down, so we haven't paid anyone to fix it yet. So we'll just kind of shake this stuff around here and see what we come up with as I have my lucky hat by my side. This is of course, radio. So you're just going to have to trust that I have my lucky hat by my side. And lo and behold, Cowboys and the Falcons and Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, Hotlanta. This is a really, really awesome stadium. People keep talking about the stadium more than they do the football team, although they should. I mean, they went to the Super Bowl last year, dominated in the first half, and then gave away the game in the second half and lost the Super Bowl. But it's still a solid team at 4-4. Cowboys are 5-3. And I like this matchup. Let me throw out the digits. 855-266-5283. 855-266-KATE. If you want to weigh in, you certainly can. You don't have to know anything about football. I've said this before. I don't know why I have to qualify that, but just because I think some people think you do. It's a game. So you pick a side and you tell me what you think the score is going to be. Let's go to Pete in the great state of Texas. Hello, Pete.
Hola, Kate.
Hola.
Come on.
Just so much is always going on, Pete. You're in the bunker. You stay in the bunker because then you can just protect yourself from everything else.
No doubt.
Yeah.
35-28 Cowboys.
All right, 35-28 Cowboys. That's a pretty good guess because I think it is going to be high scoring. I love it, Peter. Thank you. All right, let's move on to Sharon and see what Sharon has to say. She levels a guess. She loves this thing. Sharon has always asked me, are you doing now the score? Doing now the score? And she might like this the most of anyone out there. Hey, Sharon.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. You love nailing the score.
I'm sorry, what?
You love nailing the score because I think you're going to beat nail the score.
I hope so.
Who do you like in this one? Do you like the Cowboys or the Falcons?
I think I'm going to go with the Falcons, 34-27.
34-27. Wow, that's similar. I like that guess, too, because it's, again, high scoring, but you're on the other side of it where Pete's got the Cowboys side of it. So very nice, Sharon. Good luck. Enjoy the game. Maybe you're going to win. Let's move to Dan, also listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hey, Dan.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay, 34-20. The
Atlanta
Falcons. Yeah, Atlanta. I don't like the Cowboys.
You don't? You're from Texas and you don't like the Cowboys?
I'm not from Texas. You live in Texas.
You live in Texas.
You're not from Texas either, but you live in Texas.
I know. But you've lived in Texas a long time. How long have you lived in Texas?
I've lived in Texas 9 years.
Oh, that's not that
Texas.
Long.
Don't get me wrong, Pete. You guys, I love you guys. I love Texas. I love the Texas people. I love Texas lifestyle. I love everything about Texas. I swear to you, I love Texas. Love it. I just don't like the Cowboys.
I love the qualifiers. Please don't come after me. I swear,
amen.
I love
amen.
It.
I'm, I'm happy to be here. You know, I love it. It's a great state, great people. You can't say anything bad about them, you know?
I agree, but you're not going to be wearing a Cowboys jersey.
Never, ever, ever. I mean, you know, the Lost Boys are what they are. And they're going to lose big time because they ain't going to have Zach Elliott this trip.
Ezekiel Elliott, yeah.
He's off. He's going to be pleased. So Prescott's going to have to pull one out on his own, and he ain't going to do it. So I figure 34-20. I figure Atlanta will just run all over them and pass like gangbusters. And the Cowboys will...
I love that invitation. I'm going to send that to Jerry Jones. You're hilarious, Dan. Thanks. No Zeke Elliott is a very, very big story. Tom is listening to us in Baltimore. Hey, Tom.
Hey, Kate. This is my quarterly call. You know, it's past my bedtime on the East Coast, but I lucked out tonight because you got the score contest.
Uh-huh.
I got to hear Dan from Texas. It sounds like he's got new headphones.
Uh-huh.
And I get to talk to you. Your movie thing with the train has scared me. You know, I'm like I said, it's past my bedtime, and I was hearing a nice train, and I heard a horrible, murderous scream. You got me good on that one.
There you go.
By the way, I've never liked Cowboys, not the team, the name. I never got it, Kate. You know, think about it. A cowboy, that almost sounds effeminate. Listen, if you're going to call me by my... animal name. Call me a bull man, not a cowboy. That's a child.
I like that. You know, I've had actually someone else say that to me once, so that you're the second person to say that. That's hilarious.
Okay, now I know you're not giving us any spreads. I hope you'll consider giving us a spread to bet on, but I'm going to go ahead and look at my Manischewitz wine. It's 11% alcohol, so who's got the home team advantage?
Who do you think has the advantage in this one? And we'll see if you're right, because I do know.
Mercedes Stadium. I'm going to say the Falcons.
That would be correct. The Falcons have the advantage in this one, yes.
They're going to get my single malt scotch alcohol percent of 44, and I'm going to give the Cowboys my Manischewitz alcohol content of 11. But let's make it more realistic and double the 11. So 22 and 40. Hey, those are even numbers.
I like that. I like how you did that. That's wonderful. Yes, Tom, you need to call us again when you're alive and awake at this hour. You are hilarious, my friend. Thank you for the phone call. Tom's a good guy. We've had many conversations with Tom. So there you go. 44-22, Hotlanta. And he protests because he didn't like the name Cowboys. So let's see. So we look at this. I look at this matchup, and Matty Ice Ryan, the quarterback for the Falcons. Whoo, so good, man. It is very tough to argue about the whole Ezekiel Elliott thing. It's been crazy what has happened in the court. So the court denied the latest motion, alluded to it. Ezekiel Elliott is suspended. That makes a big difference. There are other running backs for the Cowboys, like McFadden. But I don't think that's enough punch. And he's right. Dak Prescott having to carry it completely. Yes, so there's other weapons and good weapons. But I think it's going to be tighter than what you think it's going to be, all of you. I think it's going to be the Falcons, but I think the score is going to be 28-24. And they win this one. And it does make a big difference that he's not there, that's for sure. All right, I do want to say this, too. If anybody wants to send me their guess, you got to do it right now in this next couple of minutes. But americatonight.net, click on contact. Very sad what happened in the Thursday night game. Because the Seahawks star, Richard Sherman, is most likely done for the year. This is a huge story. He has a ruptured Achilles. He ruptured his Achilles. So the Seahawks beat Arizona 22-16, but they lost their superstar corner in Sherman, and that's big for them. He left the game in the third quarter, didn't come back. He's probably going to have to undergo surgery in the next couple of days because that swelling is pretty big. It's tough to come back from that, and it's been bothering him all season. And he just, he was going for an interception, and that was it. Boom, he dropped to the ground. You could see the pain on his face, and he's never missed a game since he jumped into the league. He had perfect attendance, as they say, since 2011, but there goes that. So the injuries are piling up. Make it count, everybody, and thanks so much for listening to this hour of America Tonight.
NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Most people think life insurance pays after you're dead. That's true. But did you know you can have tax-free access to your life insurance while you're still alive? You can use the life benefits of your life insurance to grow your money with certainty and guarantees. No stock market risk, no tax risk, and no penalties. Call Life Benefits if you'd like a free book about how this can be done. Call 702-660-7000. That's 702-660-7000.